to any claims made during this broadcast.
WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize U studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Happy Monday indeed. It is time for Racing Talk Radio here on the new 103.7, Rock 103.7. Oh, man. We'll get used to it eventually. I tell you what we are getting used to, that flaming hot signal that is available in many more locations than it was at 105.5. So welcome in, Rock 103.7. It's Monday, like I said. It's time for Racing Talk Radio. Casey Orr, Sean Whitfield, each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR. And today, we're going to talk Nashville. We're going to talk Ryan Blaney, point standings, you name it. However, first thing I'm trying to think is, who in the heck sang Jump Around? I remember watching this video on MTV. Yes, children, back when MTV had videos, and this was really cool. Bunch of white dudes in Celtics hats yelling people to jump around. Word to your mother. So anyway, I don't know, apropos of nothing, but hey, let's get this show going. Music City time. Ryan Blaney, big win. Casey, Sean, recap over. Let's get into Racing Talk Radio. I am Casey, and alongside me, ladies and gentlemen, the reason we show up each and every Monday at 6, and I got to tell you, a man's looking pretty busy because he's got a big show coming up. It is Sean Whitfield, Whitfield Media Group.
Good evening. Happy to be here.
House of Pain, is that it?
That is correct.
House of Pain. I did that without the Google.
I was just about to ask you if you remembered the group that sang this song.
All right, so
Jump Around.
Let me throw this on you. We are Rock 103.7. I would not call that a rock song. However,
It's been in the library there for a long time.
Beastie Boys was essentially rap, but it somehow is played on rock stations. Like, it's okay to be classified as rock.
Yeah.
But like, you're not going to hear Eazy-E on Rock 103.7, even though it's very similar cadence, talking about maybe some different things. But I don't know, just a little question there.
I completely understand where you're coming from, and you wouldn't think this, but it has been in that Rock 103.7 music library for a long time. Maybe the late, great Boner had something to do with that.
Possibly. You know, and listen, I did not expect House of Pain talk this early on in the program. We had that scheduled for
you know,
later.
This played at college football games all the time.
There's that other song like, oh gosh, What It's Like.
Yeah, sing it for us.
I just did. That's all I've got.
No, you can do better than that.
But he was another guy that I wouldn't consider rock, but he gets played on rock. Then he also had a song called Ends. What was his name?
I can't recall, but this really gets the crowd going at college football games, just sporting events.
Everlast, that was him. Everlast.
Oh, Everlast.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, cool. How was the weekend?
Man, what did we do this weekend? Oh,
did you do anything fun?
Well, you know what? You saw Terry Baker here earlier.
Yeah.
The fabulous TDB, Terry Dan Baker, went out to eat with he and his wife.
Man, I must have missed that invitation.
You know what? Terry said he's going to send it. Did he not reach out to Mrs. Whitfield?
He must have sent it to the wrong number.
What a weirdo. but we went out to eat there.
Where'd you go?
So started up at Signal Mountain. Evelyn stayed the night with one of her friends. So we went up there and hung out with them for a little bit, and she stayed the night. Then we went to the new Malone's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Had you been there before?
I have not.
I have not been there either.
I had a gift card for $150.
Wow.
We had some drinks.
Did you use it all?
Couple steaks. and our tab was $153, so it was spot on.
So whoever gave you that knew
had eaten there before and had drinks and a steak
and knew how much to prepare that for. Huh?
But you know, really cool, definitely like a date vibe in that place, which was nice.
What would you compare it to that's perhaps in Chattanooga?
It's very Jay, like price point wise and everything, Jay Alexander-ish.
Is the atmosphere like Jay's?
Same vein, yeah. So it was good.
That's where we were Saturday.
And then some, owner of my company, Bobby Winnie, his daughter Reagan just recently graduated from Mississippi State, and she was having a little party, so we swung by there and got to feel old because it was a bunch of loud music and young kids running around, but we said hi and, you know, give them your congratulations and a little bit of money.
Little gift.
And then, you know what? The old married couple was in bed and had Netflix on by 10 o'clock. Life was good.
and the daughter was staying at a friend's house. And you went home and went to sleep, huh?
Well, I just said we were, Netflix was on by 10.
Okay. All right.
So,
it was a good time. I was just curious to see how old y'all really are these days.
Yesterday, golf in the pool. My perfect Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, so you did play golf yesterday.
I did play golf. Mrs. Orr had to sleep in, you know. She's a little tired.
You didn't go to Mass?
I watched it on TV because I felt really bad about
you
not
know
going.
What? The one weekend that I started to come visit your church, you would have let me down.
Yeah. Well, I knew you weren't really going to go.
Well, you never know.
Now, the priest's supposed to call me.
God works in mysterious ways.
It is very mysterious.
So, you know, I might have just decided, you know, instead of going down to Silverdale,
you'd come get right.
That I just
decide to be correct.
I'd just go, and I wanted to see some smoke and mirrors, you know, going on.
We don't use a lot of mirrors in the church. How much yard work did you get done? That's what people really
want. You know what? That yard, man, is looking mighty fine right now. It's all this rain we've had, man. That grass is coming in green. That Bermuda is looking just lush, and I got one of the nicest looking yards on the corner.
Well,
they
stop and stare.
I get at least two or three questions a month from people that are walking around the neighborhood, or a lot of times just people will stop. They'll say, who does your yard? Not talking about mowing it, but as far as, you know, I have no weeds and that kind of stuff. And it looks like it's always nice and fertilized. And we did. And I have a company that comes by called Perfilon. A guy that works out of his home in Hickson, Tennessee. He's been servicing my yard for 23, 24 years. He comes, does whatever he does to it about every 4 to 5 weeks. Leaves a bill on the door. When I started living there, he was charging me $42 every time he came. Now I think it's up to 52 or
53. Yeah, and even chemicals are getting terrible.
So in 20 something years, he's only gone up about $10 on me.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. So you can't even get that in the fence industry.
I tell you what, everything goes up. It's crazy.
So, but anyway, yeah, I had got that done. You know, the typical gym, housework, that kind of thing. So, yeah, good weekend.
Oh, very good.
Great weather. Got the cars cleaned up. Do you ever get Mrs. Orr's car cleaned up for?
No, it's I was sitting here thinking it must be a generational thing. Like this older generation, like you, care about like having their yards and like, because that's what our dads did. They grew up like, you got the yard looking nice.
Yeah,
I just don't care. Like I pay someone to make it acceptable, and it does look really nice right now. But we paid a lot of money for that. But other than that, like man, you can't run fast enough get me to yard work. I don't like it.
You won't do it at all. Do you ever just?
I'll do it at all.
Do you ever get Mrs. Orr's? She drives a Suburban, doesn't she?
Yes.
Do you ever wash her Suburban or clean it up for her?
I do not.
Huh?
She hadn't cleaned mine either, though.
So she drives a dirty vehicle a lot.
Yeah. I mean, she runs the outside. Listen, she cleans it out, and you know when you got a kid, there's stuff just constantly going in and out all the time. But no, she'll run it through the car wash and stuff. But
yeah, but I'm talking about
No.
Hand wash, vacuum out, wipe down everything.
Never in my life.
Man.
Ain't nobody got time
for that. You could pick up some brownie points. I'm going to give you the best. You can become the best husband of the year if you follow my lead on something. And I do this on every Sunday or every weekend. I make sure Kim's car is clean. Now, if it's raining, I don't wash it, but I'll make sure the inside, you know, is tidy and been vacuumed and that kind of thing. And then I take her car and fill it up with gas. That way, when she gets in her car Monday afternoon to go to work, she's got a nice clean car and she's got a full tank of gas.
Now, I will take Mrs. Orr's car to the grocery store on the weekends, and I'll make sure it's gassed up. I don't mind gassing up, but I'm a clean car is not important to me. So if you want it, that's fine, but it's just not my thing.
Clean car, clean body, it's not the same.
My body's clean.
I know.
I mean, I shower all the time.
I would think you'd want a clean car too.
And like my truck, I'm in it all the time, and especially for work, it's a disaster, but it's just it's how I roll.
I should have figured that. I thought for the Mrs. Orr, you might, you know, be a little different. But anyway, I'm going to make that suggestion to you. And I know you can't do it every week, but maybe, you know, a couple of times a month.
Every now and again.
Yeah, on the weekend, if you're going somewhere, say, hey, I'm going to take your car, and I'll be back.
That would actually be, yeah, I need to go get it detailed or something just one time. So our anniversary's coming up, and I don't know what to get her. Woman's got everything.
Yeah.
She's got me.
Yeah, you may need to get her a lot more than just getting her car detailed. She needs a little sympathy gift there.
Drugs.
Well, when's the anniversary?
July 14th, 071407.
And so it'd be how many years?
17, I believe.
17, man.
Might be 18. I might need a little math on that.
Yeah, I remember when y'all started dating. You were in love.
Well, now, that was when she came back. We'd already been dating off and on for like 2 years.
Yeah, but there'd been another guy in the mix, though.
And plenty of other ladies. We just kept missing each other.
Still trying to figure it out.
Finally got it together. And she's been questioning it ever since.
She's thinking, what in the world was the decision I made? Well, heard this stat the other day regarding the Indy 500. Did you hear what TV ratings were for the Indy 500?
I did not. I was going to say the ratings for Amazon were better than we thought.
Yes, and I was going to talk about that for just a moment. However, I wanted to talk about the Indy 500 because Fox has really been hanging their hat on IndyCar racing. They really been running a lot of promotions, and I tend to think that with NASCAR sort of shying away from Fox, they're not doing as many races in the preseason. Their contract with NASCAR continues to change, and they've been with NASCAR for 25 years now. And then Fox, because of they're doing less with NASCAR, you know, they closed down their operations in Charlotte, Fox did, where they did the NASCAR Race Hub. They did away with NASCAR Race Hub. And Fox is just not as in tight with NASCAR like they once was. If you look back in the history. Yeah,
they've always been the clubhouse leader with Fox.
Yeah, with FS1 and then back in the day when Fox owned Speed. So it appears to me that Fox is really picking up things and is in bed, so to speak, with IndyCar. The 2025 Indianapolis 500 race aired on Fox had an average audience of 7.05 million viewers, marking the most watched IndyCar race or Indy 500 since 2008. This represents a 40% increase compared to the previous year broadcast on NBC, which averaged 5.02 million viewers on traditional TV.
So, it increased that much.
Yeah.
I wonder what,
do you think it's because Fox did a lot more promo?
I'm sure the promotions with it. I mean, I'm sure, honestly, and Fox is so much, I think, better at the broadcast, but that's not going to make that many more people tune in. Sean, I couldn't tell you our number one Indy driver. I guess it's popular, and
I don't know many of the names. Will Power's one.
Yeah, Will Power's good.
That's only because his name's easy to remember.
Yeah, there's the other guy that
Scott somebody.
Yeah, there's some of those. But is this one of those things that more people are following that we just don't know about? Or was this was there anything else going on that week? I mean, think about the ratings for the Coca-Cola 600. I mean, Indianapolis 500 kind of blew it away.
Indianapolis blew the Coca-Cola 600 away.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Coca-Cola 600, which was televised on Prime, averaged 2.72 million viewers. The race also achieved its highest ratings with people 18 to 34, 229,000 viewers, and 18 to 49 demographic, 800,000 viewers among the NASCAR race broadcasts. And so those numbers sound pretty good to me, especially the fact that it's on streaming. Don't you think?
I think, yes. Now, you know, we even had people post on our Facebook page. They weren't all that excited about having to go to Amazon to watch the race. But
yeah,
I think for it to be streaming and to go up in viewership is a really strong signal.
So far, I'm very pleased with what Amazon Prime has done with NASCAR. I think their broadcast team is outstanding. I have no complaints. I think the fact that they do a really well done pre-race, they do a really well done post-race, which so far, since both races have been at night, I've had to go back and watch the post-race off the streaming, or DVR you might call it, because I hadn't been able to stay up late enough to watch it. You know, when you get my age, you know, you start falling asleep about 10 or 10:30. So I hadn't been able to stay up to see it when it actually broadcasted live. However, you know, in today's world, majority of my television's off the DVR anyway. But I think Prime's done an outstanding job. I'm very pleased with what they've done so far. I like their broadcast coverage better than I do what NBC does.
Yeah, I think they've come into this thing, like I said, that not going to do anything halfway. And it'll be interesting to see the ratings on a race that isn't as big. Like this race in Nashville, however, is a good race. You had a fan favorite get the win in Ryan Blaney. So we'll see if maybe there's a little bit of carryover.
But this caught my attention with the Indy race. We already knew that the race was sold out. It's the largest sporting event in the world. So we understand that to be. I'm assuming that is accurate information. 340,000 people, I think, were in attendance. But that's some strong numbers. And then what really caught my attention is that 40% increase over the previous year on NBC. And I'm not sure why. I'm not sure exactly what made the difference. Just my perception in the amount of time I view programs on Fox and NBC, it looked like Fox really put a lot of emphasis and had been promoting this for a very long time. Planning for this to be their day to capture a big audience.
Well, and they've, you know what? That gives them a lot of fuel to come back. And when it comes time to negotiate stuff, I mean, they could look at NASCAR and go, hey, man, we've been promoting you forever and you haven't done this for us in quite a while. So,
yeah,
I was shocked at that. I expected the numbers to not be as good, but just goes to show. What do I know?
Yeah. All right. Well, we have got a lot of NASCAR to talk about. It's always interesting in comparing other motorsports to NASCAR. You always hear a lot of people say, well, you want to see all motorsports do well. And I don't disagree with that. I think that makes a lot of sense. However, I think there's a point that NASCAR's got to be concerned, because they've been king of the hill in America for a very long time.
For a long time.
And could we see, or could we be seeing Indy car racing? We've already seen a little bit of an uptick in Formula One over the last
couple
of years.
Yeah.
Could we be seeing some of the market share being chipped away from the NASCAR world and going over to other types of motorsports? Or could we just see motorsports growing overall?
Is it a issue of star power? And luckily, one of NASCAR's biggest stars won the race this weekend. But I don't know. That is very, very interesting.
Yeah. All right. We got a lot of NASCAR to talk about. And want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We are on 103.7. Rock 103.7. I almost said our old frequency 105.
It's going to take a while. we admit it will happen.
It is, but we're on Rock 103.7. Hopefully we've got new listeners out there, because you're able to pick up the station in extended parts of Chattanooga that maybe you couldn't pick us up before. So we welcome you. We're here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. broadcasting live from the Optimize U studio. More NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize U, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize U, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley-Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zerkops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is here and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in Chattanooga or Northwest Georgia. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help make sure you get the home you want and guide you throughout the process of buying or selling. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. As we are each and every Monday, powered by Optimize U, Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, we show up each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, recapping all the NASCAR news and info. Ryan Blaney, your big winner at Nashville Super Speedway. We're going to get into that. Who raced well? Who didn't? Where are we in the points? As the playoff picture continues to, I mean, we're in the narrowing phase, and I don't know how we're there already, but we're getting closer and closer to the NASCAR playoffs. Michigan International Speedway is where we head this Sunday. And after that, Sean, we're road course racing, man. And then we're going to Pocono. Then we've got the in-season challenge that we're going to have to remind everybody about what the heck that exactly means. And then Watkins Glen, Richmond, and Daytona, and then playoffs. So the playoffs basically start at the end of the summertime. So summer, remember it used to be the dog days of summer before we got to the chase for the championship?
Mm-hmm.
Now, into summertime, it is go time in the NASCAR playoffs.
That it is, and time flies by as it always does. We'll be into college football before we know it.
So. Oh man, I got to tell you what, I've been, and a lot of your commissioner Greg Sankey's got a lot of people upset. I heard an interview with him today. He's was really good though, but it is just the wild, wild west with NIL money right now, and with transfers. And it's not just in college football. It's everywhere. I don't, like, have you been watching any of the baseball or softball that's just been on the TV nonstop?
No.
Well, you know, Georgia and Tennessee are both are good at both. So
I haven't even been watching any of the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, so the finals are about to happen, and it's the NBA's worst nightmare because it's two small market teams. It's Oklahoma City and the Indiana Pacers squaring off. So that is not who they were they were hoping. The New York Knicks would beat the Pacers. Mm-hmm. But anyway. But it seems like there's just a lot of baseball and softball on. And, Sean, you're watching it, and they'll go, all right, here comes, you know, Sarah Smith. Last year she was at such and such, and she transferred in. Or this girl was at this program for 2 years, and then this now she's here for her senior year. It's everywhere. Like, nobody's going anywhere. And I'm not saying everybody has to go there and stay and be the old man like you on their, you know, yelling on their grass. But it's everywhere. And there's finally going to be some rules put in place. That seems like where all the conferences are going, because they know it's just a bad idea for unlimited money and unlimited transfers. Like, it's crazy. And so this may be the last year you see it in the current format. So it's going to be interesting times.
Hmm. How would that fit in NASCAR?
Well,
you ever thought about that?
NASCAR. Well, you know, even a driver, they sign contracts.
Right? Yeah.
Now, how good are those contracts if you're not performing? I mean, I'm pretty sure the boss can cut you loose at any time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of the way the landscape's been. Imagine Ryan Blaney wins this race, and so Hendrick calls him over, says, hey, next week you want to be in one of my cars? I mean, that's kind of where we're at, just about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
so good, that was a little plug for your SEC football show that's not happening for another couple months.
College football radio.
There's just been a lot, and this kind of brings us back to NASCAR. So I'm watching SportsCenter this morning, which I don't ever do, but there's been so much going on. I just wanted to see, you know, Oklahoma State's playing in a couple. Did we win? We beat Georgia, by the way. Which, you know what? For some reason, tasted a little better knowing that I was going to come in here today. But no mention of NASCAR. You've got NASCAR's most popular driver just won a race in Nashville. Like, the coolest, you know, the coolest driver just won in the coolest town, and there was nary a mention of NASCAR at all
on SportsCenter. Was it all basketball, and that's because ABC and ESPN's one doing the coverage?
It's basketball. It's all the baseball and softball coverage, because that's, you know, they're in the elimination games.
Was there any golf?
Golf, because Scottie Scheffler continues to win, and it was the women's U.S. Open, and the most popular female golfer finished second, and it kind of came down to the wire. So there was a lot of that, and not a single, like, not even a, oh, by the way. It might have been on the scrolling thing at the bottom, but who knows?
That just is a reminder of why I haven't missed a thing by not watching SportsCenter.
But to just go, it kind of, to our biggest point, if it's not being covered there, if it's not even engaging the casual fan with, oh, by the way, or, oh, I forgot NASCAR, or, oh, I didn't realize there, you know, it's all about impressions. You hear that a word in advertising a lot. It's impressions, it's exposures, yeah. You name it. And SportsCenter, even though it is not near the driver it used to be, it's still where people tune in to see what happened if they don't follow their Tiki Talks and all that.
Yeah, there are a lot of truth to that. Before we dive into Nashville and just talking about players and drivers and contracts, Bob Pockris with NASCAR on Fox.
Oh, Bobby Pock?
He did a tweet that caught my attention over the weekend. He had a brief conversation.
Did a tweet.
Or he did an X.
You've been taking pot.
what is it? You have an X?
Tweeted. Or, I don't know, do they call it X?
I don't know. Do you X now?
I still think you tweet to X. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I still call it Twitter.
Roger Penske had a brief conversation with Bob Pockris. And I quote, this came from Roger Penske. Let me say, as far as Austin Cindric is concerned, I had a good talk with him. He's been a great young guy. I've known him as he's grown up. And I said, Austin, you've got a job to do here. You've got a contract with us, and you got a contract for next year. So as far as I'm concerned, we don't need to be talking about Austin Cindric. We need to be talking about Austin Cindric in the winner's circle. And that was a quote from team owner of Penske, Roger Penske. So that pretty much sums it up. And of course, the reason why this information is so important is because his father, which was the former president of Penske, got fired along with two other people in senior management. And his father, I think, had been the president of Penske for nearly 18 years. So there's been there was a lot of speculation last weekend at the Coke 600 and at Indy, at the IndyCar race. Okay, what does this mean for his son, Austin Cindric, a former president of Penske? And Roger Penske has been very open and candid about it, that what happened with his father has nothing to do with his son. And as far as the captain's concerned, it's going to be business as usual. And that's the way it should be.
Well, but it's also, that's a little bit of a, you know, like Missouri's the show me state. That's a little bit of a show me statement. Like, hey, dude, you're great. You're talented. I get it. We love having you here. Mm-hmm. Need to see you in victory lane more often. And that's, you can say that to every driver. I mean, but ultimately, this is a, should be anyway, a success-driven sport. It is show me the results. And Austin Cindric is in good equipment. His teammates are winning. He needs to win too.
And a lot of people have always said that he was only there because of the fact that his father was president. I think he's definitely a driver that's got a lot of talent. He's shown some of that at times so far in his career. And I'm sure Austin is a wise enough guy to know that, hey, I need to make the best of this place that I've got here at Penske, because there's really no place any better. There's no other doors that would open that would be any better. And so I'm sure he's taking it very seriously.
Yeah, it's he needs to get out there and get a win would go a long way in his career right now.
Yeah. You're right about that. All right, let's get into the Cracker Barrel 400, and it happened last night at Nashville Super Speedway on that 1.33-mile concrete track. It's only one of three total tracks in the NASCAR Cup Series that are on concrete. Ryan Blaney got the big win. It is his first victory of 2025. He led 139 laps, including the final 32, to score his first victory. It marks the eighth time in the last nine seasons that he has scored at least one cup victory. So, you know, this was a relief for him. And if I'm not mistaken, he was the only Penske driver that had not gotten into victory lane so far this year. Second place, Carson Hocevar. He posted his first top 10 finish in two races at Nashville Super Speedway. It's his third top 10 finish so far of the season. Denny Hamlin came in third. He posted his third top 10 finish in five races at Nashville. Getting into more results here, we've got Joey Logano in fourth. William Byron is in fifth. Sixth, Bubba Wallace. Seventh, Eric Jones. Eighth, Kyle Larson. Ninth, Tyler Reddick. And 10th, Christopher Bell.
Other drivers of note, last week's winner, Ross Chastain at 11th. Kyle Busch, looky there, 12th. Chris Buescher, 14th. Chase Elliott, 15th. Austin Cindric, we were just talking about, finished 18th. Keselowski, 23rd. We thought he might be turning around. Actually, that's probably pretty good for Brad this year. Austin Dillon in 29th. On down the list, bad run for Alex Bowman in 36th. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr. pulling up the rear.
Denny Hamlin getting his third place finish at Nashville. It's his fifth top 10 finish in the last nine races so far. Eric Jones, he had a good day. His seventh place result is his second top 10 in the last four races. Not a bad way to head to Michigan, which is his home track coming up this weekend. Drivers that certainly didn't do well, Justin Haley, His 32nd place finish marks his third consecutive race that he has finished 30th or worse. Ty Gibbs, 31st place finish at Nashville. This marks his fourth race in a row that he has placed 23rd or worse. So certainly Ty Gibbs could use a streak of good luck to enter into his season so far. There were 7 caution flags for 35 laps and 18 lead changes among 9 drivers.
I'm a career high for a host of R, isn't that correct?
I think
second place finish. Some video of Chad Knaus, I believe, going by and saying, hey, good job, man. So that dude's a guy that's, I would say, trending upward. I think we're all going to have to learn to get used to saying Hosovar and not Hockeyvar or Hokeyvar.
And I think he's got a bright future in the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. Seems to be a good dude.
Started 26 and ended up following in just behind Ron Blaney. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the driver standings after Nashville. Also, we'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR. And for several weeks now, we've been focusing some just facts about some of the teams in NASCAR. We talked about Penske. We've talked about Hendrick Motorsports. Today, we're going to share a few facts about Joe Gibbs Racing.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about
the JGR deep dive, Sean.
A little extra deep dive.
Dang-do.
Just to give you a little outlook on the size of their company. We got all that and more straight ahead as we broadcast live from the Optimize You studio. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us tomorrow at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio download. That's Racing Talk Radio download. Or you can go to racingtalkradio.com, click on past shows, and find all of our past shows archived there as well. More straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The 2025 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by OptimizeU is coming July 19th at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by OptimizeU, Flawless Aesthetics, Chat Mortgage, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, and Nutrition World. For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7, Chattanooga's Rock Station. Sean Whitfield and I are here each and every Monday at 6 o'clock getting you up to speed on all the news and info you need to know. Big win by Ryan Blaney in Nashville. Man, I bet Ryan Blaney with a trophy in his hand and a cigar in his mouth, if you look at the pictures, Sunday night downtown Nashville, I bet there was fun to be had for the number 12 team. That's all I'm saying.
I would say there was too.
You know, our old buddy Tink, if she was here, she used to call in or at least come and see us when Ryan Blaney would win. She's a big Blaney fan.
Hey, if I'm not mistaken, I saw recently on social media that she just got married.
Tink got married?
I think so.
Man, she didn't even let us in on that.
No.
I had a girl.
We weren't even invited. Didn't even get a text.
Was it to Ryan Blaney? Do we know?
No.
It was not?
I'm not sure who the dude was.
Well, anyway. But I'm sure there were other ladies that would you know, hang out with Ryan in Nashville. So big win for him. He's in the playoffs now, which is good news for NASCAR. You know, you would like to keep the sport's most popular driver front and center.
Don't you think that the NASCAR fan base and the honky tonks in downtown Nashville both go hand in hand?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I bet that is a hoot on Saturday night, wouldn't you think?
So, you know, I've back in my younger day when I would have to go to Nashville for radio stuff, man, you know, it's fun. But you could get into Tootsie's, you could go anywhere you wanted, you'd have a ball, right? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't. Nashville has somehow become like the Vegas of the South. Like, it is a destination city everybody wants to go to. And now if you have two hits, that you open a bar. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know how many bars there are that have some country singer's name on them. And it is, the last two times we've been, because we usually go once a year, we'll go up there with our friends and just do one night, go out, eat fancy and pretend to be young. I mean, it's a throwdown, man. It is Bourbon Street, you know, but just cleaner. It is a party town.
Hasn't downtown Nashville kind of turned into that almost seven nights a week?
I think so. I mean, that's the thing. Used to be, because I remember, oh God, 10 years ago, we did some contest that we won or something, and it was a work thing, and it was Tuesday night in Nashville, and we could get in any bar we wanted, right? But last couple times I've been, it don't matter what day it is, it's jamming. Yeah. And that's the way Bourbon Street is. Like, it's a party every day.
And all the hotels there are so extremely expensive.
You better bring $500 bill if you want to stay someplace close to the action.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's crazy. Right.
Yeah, if you want to stay in downtown Nashville and not have to drive and all that kind of stuff, which you don't need to do or want to do, you've been out hanging out in the bars and drinking, man. Yeah, it's an expensive city to go visit.
And every car down there that is driving is an Uber. I mean, it's just because that's what everybody does. Yeah. They Uber in and out.
it's kind of turned into a Bourbon Street, maybe a mini version of New York City.
It's Vegas of the South. Vegas, is what I call it.
Yeah. It's kind of got a little feel of several different major cities.
I think if you're like from a country, if you're from a small town, if you're from Ardmore, Oklahoma, right, and you really like country music and that's what you listen to, then you want a pilgrimage someday to Nashville. You want to go see all these things.
Yeah,
I was lucky to get to see it when I first moved here and go up and see some of the stuff that was still somewhat around. But now, I mean, you don't. My gosh. That little area right off where it all happens, Broadway. It's a jam.
Yeah, no question. All right, let's get into the driver's standings after the Cracker Barrel 400. And it's only fitting that the Cracker Barrel 400 be in the home city of Lebanon, Tennessee, where Cracker Barrel is headquartered and founded.
You know you can get booze at Cracker Barrel now, Sean?
I heard that. I've not tried, but there's just something about... Of course, I'm not a beer drinker, as you know, but there's something about having a drink at Cracker Barrel that just don't go hand in hand with
me. I'm just thinking, listen, you know how many people go to Cracker Barrel after they get out of good old Sunday Baptist church?
Yeah, but and then you none sit, of them are drinking.
No, but I'm saying you sit over there and have you a Budweiser and a burger. You're going to get judged.
No, you got to have dumplings and some biscuits and gravy.
You're going to get judged a lot is all I'm saying.
You should. You should just get judged completely under the table. They need to do some judging there. And especially those Catholics that come in there.
We're all right with it.
You got to really judge those people.
We get there
because they only had 5 minutes worth of Bible during the hour and a half sermon.
Hour and a half? You crazy? We're in and out in less than an hour. We beat y'all there. There ain't no seats left at the Cracker Barrel.
I was going to say, y'all are done finished with breakfast and we're just getting to lunch. All right, William Byron is the points leader. He's 48 points ahead of second place. Kyle Larson. Third, Christopher Bell. He's 88 points behind the leader. And then you get into fourth spot, you get into triple digits points behind the leader. You got Denny Hamlin there, 104 points behind. Chase Elliott in fifth. Tyler Reddick in sixth. Ryan Blaney in seventh. Joey Logano in eighth. Ross Chastain in ninth. And old Bubba Wallace in 10th.
Quiet year for Bubba, but he's still in the top 10 in points. Chase Briscoe 11th. Alex Bowman 12th. Austin Cindric 13th. Austin does have a win. Chris Buescher, 14th. Kyle Busch moves in.
Kyle Busch
to the top 16. He's sitting there in the 15th spot. Ryan Preece in 16th. However, Josh Berry all the way down in 20th spot would get the 16th position if the playoffs were to start today. Carson Hocevar moves up to 17th, so good run for him. There you have it, the driver standings.
You know, if what was going on now in Kyle Busch's career had been going on 5, 7, 10 years ago, Kyle would have already been penalized for throwing helmets and cussing nonstop and just raising complete hell. Because back in those days, if he wasn't up front and he wasn't winning, then the world was crashing.
Man, you think he ever thinks back to the Joe Gibbs days or even the...
Even the Hendrick
days. The Hendrick days and goes, boy, I had it pretty good.
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
What I wouldn't give to be back in that Hendrick machine.
Well, in the days of Joe Gibbs, he might be thinking, you know, had I been willing to be a little more negotiable on that contract, I could have possibly figured out how Coach and I could have kept things together. But maybe I was being a little bit too greedy on that money because it was rumored that he, at that time, was the highest paid driver in NASCAR. Now, I don't know if that's true.
You see it happen all the time.
That was what was being speculated or being said.
It's the quarterback that goes to a different team to make a little more money, but realizes that team he just went to isn't near as good. And it's a lot easier to play quarterback when everyone around you is good.
You think the Falcons are living that right now?
I think the Falcons. I don't know. Kirk Cousins, man, that dude.
He's somewhere where he doesn't want to be. And I'd say the chances that Kyle is somewhere – he really don't want to be, but he knows there's really no place else to go.
Well, and that's Kurt. Like, unless someone shows up and says, hey, but that dude's made enough money. He's made so much money, he's not too worried about it. Kyle's probably okay, too.
Yeah, I'd say Kurt's probably made a little more money.
Kurt's made a lot more. He is the guy that plays just as good. it's pretty crazy. He's the guy that plays just good enough to get the next big deal and then bets on himself and plays just good enough. I want to say his career earnings are over $200 million.
Yeah, and he's got how much left on his contract?
He's got like $70 million left, and a lot of it's going to be dead money. That's why Atlanta's going to keep him. Like, heck, might as well.
And they can't find anybody to pick it up.
We have to pay for him anyway, so he might as well be a backup.
Yeah, for sure. All right, when we come back, we are going to, speaking of Joe Gibbs Racing, we're going to talk about the value and the business side of Joe Gibbs Racing as we feature various teams as we have over the last few weeks. We've already talked about Hendrick. We've talked about Penske. Now we're going to talk about Joe Gibbs Racing. We got that and more straight ahead. I want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. More straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zerkops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025, and as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
You love some fresh Mexican food. You like to eat healthy. I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Well, Welcome back to the program. It's Rock 103.7 on Chattanooga's Rock Station. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, presented by Optimize You. Go get optimized. Normal is not optimal. Go see Jeremy and the gang over there. And
you mean Josh and the gang.
Josh and the gang. I had Jeremy on the mind. Two other Jeremys on the mind. go see Josh and the gang. You can ask for Jeremy. He might be there. And you know what? They'll get you ready. Get you feeling better. Tip-top shape. You can go to the beach every other week like Sean Whitfield. And you can join us each and every week at 6 o'clock. We've been talking about the race in Nashville. Next week, we will talk about the upcoming race in Michigan. And then after that, we're going to south of the border, Sean. The Adromo Hernandez Rodriguez in Mexico City. Are we still allowed to travel to Mexico? Is your president allowed that, or are we going to get tariffed on the way back in?
I think so, but you're probably going to get tariffed back in.
Might not get to bring them cars back in.
And you know, if you can't afford to pay the tariff, we probably don't need you anyway.
You need to stay over there. But that ought to be kind of cool.
Might be worth more in Mexico.
A little road course racing that ought to be fun. And then we end the month at Pocono.
All right. Joe Gibbs Racing has been around since the 90s. I remember when they first started with Bobby Labonte driving that race car back in the day.
Was that the 18? No.
Yes, it was the 18, the Interstate Batteries car.
Yeah, it was Interstate Batteries. And then it was Terry Labonte also, Cornflakes?
No, Terry Labonte never drove for Joe Gibbs Racing. It was only Bobby, it wasn't Bobby that was their first driver. It was Dale Jarrett that was their first driver.
That's right, Dale Jarrett.
Yeah, Dale Jarrett started with that organization. But back in 2024, Joe Gibbs Racing was estimated to be worth right around $230 million. They're estimated to generate upwards of $300 million in revenue in 2025. They are headquartered in Huntersville, North Carolina, employ about 420 people. The team operates 4 full-time Cup Series teams and 3 full-time Xfinity Series teams. Of course, they got a strong lineup of drivers. The facility that they're in Huntersville is a state-of-the-art facility, approximately 250,000 square feet, and they have a lot of technological capabilities there in that facility. They've had multiple championships, and their fan base is loyal, and they've got a lot of long-time sponsors, especially Bass Pro Shop, Interstate Battery, and others. FedEx had been with them for years, and FedEx started pulling away over the last couple of years, and to my knowledge, FedEx is not even with them in 2025. So that was all the information that I was able to discover on Joe Gibbs Racing. There's not a lot of detail or behind-the-scenes information on the financial setup of the company. I do think that a few years ago that there was some investors that became a part of Joe Gibbs Racing.
A lot of NASCAR teams took on extra investors there for a while. That seemed to be the thing to do. I remember when Petty partnered with a Medallion or something. It was owned taxi cabs.
I think there is some private equity firms and organizations that are a part of quite a few of the organizations in NASCAR, and I think Joe Gibbs Racing has some minority ownership of one of those type financial companies. But when you look at the landscape of ownership, you got Rick Hendrick, Richard Childress, Joe Gibbs, Roger Penske. Those 4 guys there are the majority of owners in the NASCAR Cup Series, and all those guys are really up in age. I would say late 70s on into 80s. And so, I can't imagine them not having a well-thought-out succession plan and know exactly what's going to happen as far as the future of those companies. I mean, it would blow my mind if they didn't have that put together. But those are 4 key players that when we lose them, the sport of NASCAR is going to look and feel a little bit different.
Yeah, it's and though Joe Gibbs has been such a famous owner, and I would think even people that don't follow NASCAR are going to know the name Joe Gibbs before they would know Rick Hendrick or or Roger Penske, but
multiple Super Bowl wins.
Yeah, everybody knows Joe Gibbs, and you're right. We've talked about how we've lost a lot of the stars in the last few years. You know, Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Kevin Hart. The list goes on of some of the big names in the sport that have moved on. Jimmy Johnson, Sean. We've been lucky. We haven't lost a lot of the owners, but Richard Petty is not getting any younger. Same with Roger Penske. When does Joe Gibbs bow out?
I can't even think of
another monumental shift.
Who was the last owner we lost? No one comes to my mind.
I mean, Richard Childress is still in there.
Yeah.
So it has been a while.
Oh, Richard ages well. Richard Petty is aged well.
Yeah, takes care of it. You know, they don't drink. That's all that non-drinking he's doing, probably.
Yeah.
And all that STP he's rubbed on his skin all those years.
But who would be the last team owner that had maybe passed away? Would that be maybe Cal Yarborough? Which he hadn't been a team owner in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, there's no prominent team owner that has served as a team owner in the last decade or two that comes to my mind at all that we've lost.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, so who knows? We'll see.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Any final words, sir?
Have a great week. We'll be back here next Monday at 6 o'clock, and we're going to talk a little bit about Michigan.
And there's one thing we left out last week, but we need to cover today.
Rock 103.7.
No. What happened last week that was monumental?
I don't know.
It was the Casey Orr birthday.
Oh, yeah, my birthday.
Casey Orr birthday. Happy birthday to the legend over here.
46 and holding.
46 years old. Man, you got a 46-year-old goatee going on.
I'll tell you what, I do. I feel every bit of it right now.
All gray. That's why I got rid of mine. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back here next Monday on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. Get you up to date with all the latest NASCAR on and off the racetrack. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening. Show me what's left. Show me what's left. Take the cold from your eyes.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group. From the